You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, find out how you can save money on energy bills by planting trees and shrubs this spring. First, the Milwaukee suburbs are seeing a growing number of jobs that aren't being quickly filled. A new report from the Milwaukee-based Public Policy Forum suggests that the barrier to filling those positions might be transportation. The report looks at Milwaukee's last mile problem. That's when public transit doesn't quite get people where they need to go. Joe Pietrangelo joins us now. He's a senior researcher at the Public Policy Forum in Milwaukee. Joe, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, as I understand it, for transportation planners, the last mile problem is kind of a holy grail, finding a solution to it. Can you talk about what we mean when we say the last mile problem?
Yeah, this is not a new problem by any means. It's essentially that many places it's just difficult to run a bus because the demand is relatively low, so people can get relatively close to their job or other destination, for example, but can't quite get all the way there. So that's where that last mile gap we call the last mile problem.
So you have to find that way to get from home to the bus, say, or bus to the work, and
exactly.
It's more than a convenient short walk.
Correct.
And as I read the report, this last mile problem is actually maybe a jobs issue, not just a transportation issue. How is this a limiter for connecting people with jobs?
Right. Well, like in the Milwaukee area, for example, we've had a lot of job growth in the suburbs in recent years, and the projections are also that at least half the jobs are going to be out in suburban areas. So the question is, how can we connect the workers where we have the largest workforce in the city and also the most unemployment in the city with those jobs as they come along, especially going forward where the projections are that so many jobs are going to be opening and or just coming available because the baby boomers are retiring, that we need to really utilize our workforce as much as we can. And a big part of that is just breaking down barriers like transportation.
I mean, is there transportation, even setting aside the last mile problem, are there buses that run from the ballpark of where these unemployed workers are in Milwaukee to the general neighborhood of where these jobs are opening up in the outskirts and in the suburbs?
Yeah, well, we have a variety of places in Milwaukee. And there are transit routes that go out to the suburbs, but there are places of where, for example, you can get to the inner suburbs, but then some of the jobs are just a little further, like the next ring of suburbs. So we have also a challenge where we don't have regional cooperation, so a lot of routes end at the county border, and you know, obviously jobs and development don't end at the county border, so you end up with that gap happening in a lot of places right along the edge of the county.
Talking to Joe Pietrangelo with the Public Policy Forum, lead author of a report on connecting people, unemployed people, often in Milwaukee, with jobs, often in the suburbs and beyond, how to figure out how to fix gaps in public transit in particular to connect those two, the workers and the jobs. And that's the bulky report. Let's get into that, Joe. What kind of things are you looking at to fill in the gaps here?
Yeah, we looked at several things. One common strategy that we saw around the country is flexible forms of transit. So this is where a transit system provides transit routes in smaller vehicles, usually small buses or vans, and the routes are, there's flexibility built into the routes so people can request to be picked up or dropped off in a spot that's not exactly on the route. In some cases, the services are even fully on demand, so it's just based on requests being made by phone or through mobile apps that allow the buses to or the vans to navigate to a wider range of locations where there's again, the demand is lower, but there is demand. So that's one way that transit systems are doing it themselves. We also see a lot of transit systems partnering with taxi companies and ride-hailing companies like Lyft and Uber to provide even smaller-scale individual rides to those lower density areas. And that's often done by subsidizing the rides as long as they connect with transit and stay within a limited designated area.
And then in both of these cases, it isn't I'm hopping on the van at my front door and getting to the front door of the workplace or taking this ride share or a cab from one to the other. It's connecting me with maybe from the bus to that workplace. Is that right?
Right, exactly. So transit systems might designate a certain area a couple miles around a transit stop and say, we'll subsidize rides that stay within this zone, for example. And as you said, it is these types of things are being used in other places for suburban residents who live in a place that's not served by transit to connect them to the transit system. But in our case in Milwaukee, it's mainly an issue of people taking a bus out and wanting to get further and get to locations where the bus doesn't go.
Your report also talks about using smartphone apps, maybe devising a smartphone app to make it kind of a seamless connection between the bus and whatever other alternatives are out there.
Yeah, in Milwaukee, we have had a lot of developments recently with technology. We have a real-time website where people can track buses in real time. But what we don't have is a mobile app that, you know, where you can pay for service, you can track buses, plan trips, all of it through one app. And not only do other transit systems have those types of apps, but they're starting to integrate last-mile services, like integrating in a ride-hailing app like Lyft or Uber, or integrating in a bike share system app to make it easy for people to take trips that involve the bus, but also another last-mile service as well.
Any other innovative transit ideas that are in the report that I haven't asked about yet?
Well, I mentioned bike share. There's a lot of coordination happening. There's a little bit of that in Milwaukee, but in other places we see even more coordination between bike share systems and transit systems to co-locate bike share stations near busy bus stops. So that's one thing that we see. In Milwaukee County with biking, we also have bike racks on all the buses. That's something that hasn't extended to the suburbs and could be helpful as well. And then a last thing we have in Milwaukee, we have shared ride taxi services in some of the suburban counties. Those are publicly operated taxi services, and we're starting to see a little more connection between those and the bus system in Milwaukee County by extending their service area, and we think that holds some promise too. If that can continue.
So you have these ideas here. They're not necessarily just going to evolve by themselves. Do you see a hunger from stakeholders like employers, local and county governments, to sit down and try to make these things a reality?
We do have some traction in certain areas of the city and region. The Menominee Valley is an area right in the heart of the city of Milwaukee that is difficult to get to by transit, and employers in that area actually identified this as a key issue that they want to work on. So they're doing some additional analysis there, trying to get employer and employee feedback, and we think that there could be some experimentation with business involvement there. And then out in Waukesha County, there's also been a lot of engagement on this from the political leadership getting interested in this issue as they see the job growth and the projections as a crucial issue going forward. So we also have here in Milwaukee a regional transit leadership council that was formed recently as a public-private organization that is discussing these issues. So that's a venue where we think there could be momentum on perhaps developing some sort of pilot.
And regional transportation, as you mentioned, we don't always do that well at that. In Wisconsin, we've actually kind of limited the power of regional transit authorities to do things. Are there state laws in place? Are there ways that cooperation can happen effectively?
Yeah, unfortunately, we do not have a regional transit authority, but what we think could happen is there could be greater cooperation between counties, just in at least in individual services. Like, for example, in Milwaukee, we have a lot of suburbs just outside of Milwaukee County. If we wanted to improve transit services, that would help both Milwaukee County residents and the employers in those suburban communities, the counties could work together to create a funding solution jointly. We also see across the country, suburban municipalities are getting involved as well. So there could be, you know, intergovernmental cooperation that can break down some of these regional barriers we have here.
We'll leave it there, Joe. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Joe Pietrangelo, senior researcher at the Public Policy Forum, a nonprofit research organization in Milwaukee. He joined us to talk about a new report that looks at challenges Milwaukee area commuters face when fixed public transit routes stop short of getting them to work.